The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy New Year 2012 edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I am delighted to be back in the studio, and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed across the desk from me would be Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I don't know so much about wide-eyed, but definitely bushy-tailed this morning. It's the first day of the new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, today, looking outside, it really looks like a first day of a new year. It has that feeling.
Yeah, and it's not raining.
Nope.
It's not dark.
Sky is high, so we have a little more light.
We can see the city of Seattle.
Which is good. In the mountains.
We can even see snow-capped mountains, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
We've had a lot of snow in the mountains, even in the Cascades. Yeah, some treacherous driving on Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm like on the fringe of what they would call the foothills, but isn't happen other than some hail this last week.
Yeah, we don't need to worry just yet. We're still in a warming trend, so lots of rain.
Early Saturday morning, they were threatening that there might be a little spitting snow in the foothills, but I didn't qualify for it. Nah.
And I didn't believe a word of it.
You didn't?
Nah. I'm kind of a weather guy, so I kind of like to look at stuff, and it just didn't feel, my knee.
That's true.
I have my weather knee.
Oh, do you have a weather knee?
No. But I guess, yeah, of course I do. No. But, sometimes it feels like it, and sometimes it doesn't, and you can look at...
I can feel it in my body when there's a change.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, especially, there's a feel and like a smell.
Definitely.
To snow.
Yes.
Right? You can just feel it.
There's a feeling in the air, and as the clouds or the cover starts to settle, it's coming. You don't know to what extent, but it's in the air, as they say. There's a lot of truth to that old adage.
Yeah, and usually if we get snow, well, of course, what's usual anymore? Besides, we're in 2012, for heaven's sakes. And by the way, did I tell you we're live? We may have figured that out already.
We are.
We're live in the studio. Woohoo! We're actually here.
Of course we are. Where else would we be?
Last week on Christmas Day, except I wasn't here. We'll get to that. But we're always here, pretty much.
You can count on us.
Yeah.
You can set your clock, 9 a.m. every Sunday.
And if we're not here, we're probably someplace else, but we're still here.
We're with you in spirit.
Yeah. There's only, in 17 years, only twice have we had to run a best of show. And that was December 2009.
Yeah.
We will not forget.
And I've never missed a show. Of course, I've only been doing this for a couple of months.
Well, right. Well, in 17 years,
but the record
I used
intact.
To be able to say I've never missed a show, but that would be no longer true since November. But now I miss a show once a month because the third Sunday of every month is Kevin and Kim Sunday.
By the way,
I think they did a great job last week.
It was a lot of fun.
Covering Christmas. And like I said, we'll get to that. But where were we? We were having snow. And December 2009, those were the, there was so much snow
that winter. Awful. That was just
there
awful.
Were two Sundays when this was cracking myself up because it ran through my brain before it came out of my mouth. And what the heck, I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, I was going to say it was BM.
Okay.
Before Mike.
You see,
Gary was here, except Gary couldn't get here, and I couldn't get here, and Sandy couldn't get here. I mean, we were in Seattle, Gary's in Des Moines, and it couldn't get here.
Well, more importantly, who was here? Who was here?
Well, for quite a while, nobody was here.
Ooh, that's never good.
And then Benny. Thank goodness for Benny.
Who's a trooper, absolutely.
And lives close enough
closer than anybody
else. Run over the hill.
Yeah.
And so he did. And he did. He figured out how to quickly put together a best of show, and that happened 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I definitely remember that period. I was working at another radio station at the time, and it was a swing shift. And I remember trying to catch a bus home. Ha ha. Because that was just a joke. But the story was, as I was walking through the Seattle Center and walking right by the Experience Music Project.
Oh, yeah.
And if...
That's
if,
downtown Seattle. Yeah, Seattle Center.
Seattle Center. And there is... the roof to the EMP is shaped and designed. It's not a traditional roof. And
it's like...
And
it's
I had
ugly.
Just walked by it when
Oops,
I heard this
I
incredible
that?
Crash. And I looked behind me, and this big sheet of ice and snow had slid off the roof and landed
right
where I was walking.
Wow.
And so that was a huge shock.
Wasn't your time to go.
No, but 2 hours later, I eventually caught my bus. So it was just miserable, just awful. I do remember that.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
I was
it's a new year.
Yeah, and it's been there for a long time. We've gotten used to it.
Oh.
But what were they thinking? Anyway, yeah, so... I guess where I was going with the snow was that usually, except there really is no usually anymore, usually if we're going to have big snow up here, we usually have it in November, December.
Right.
But, and this is, what is this, like a La Nina year and we're supposed to have big snow?
That's what they're calling for. Or at least they're calling for more moisture and cooler temperatures in a La Nina year.
Yeah, and oh, I was going to tell you to ask Kim last week, but I forgot. Because she's usually a pretty accurate weather predictor. And I was going to ask you what her sense was for the rest of the winter, but I forgot.
That would have been a good conversation. Maybe if Kim's listening, she can give us a ring and we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you out there, Kim?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about weather. And I'm not an expert. I just find it interesting. That's all. Especially around here because it's so hard to call this weather because there's so many... external factors and just one little shift in either air pressure or wind direction or temperature can make all the difference in the world.
And speaking of that, the last few Sundays that I've been in, no, I wasn't in last Sunday, but it's been pretty dark and gloomy and rainy and yucky and wet. And
it was that way last Sunday.
Was it last Sunday
well.
Too?
Yep. No color. An absolute gray day. But
well,
today,
that's
but,
right.
But not today.
There were big windstorms.
Yeah.
And power outages. It was Christmas Day last week. And bless their hearts, the family on Whidbey.
If
you don't know what we're talking about, folks, there's a family on Whidbey Island up here, which, you know, when we get high winds, then the islands often happen. And they were all a family of four or five, I believe, in their SUV heading out to celebrate family Christmas, and a big limb of a tree fell on the SUV and killed their 9-year-old daughter, and the husband ended up with a broken neck in the hospital. It's like, oh, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine having on Christmas Day.
Any day.
Speaking of PTSD, PTSD, and when it's associated with my heart just totally and truly goes out to them and their family. Bless them. Tough one. But anyway, so high winds and power outages a lot of places, and fortunately I was in. Speaking of power outages, I heard as I was nodding off to sleep last night, later than I had intended, because of course it was New Year's Eve last night.
It was? Oh yeah, you're right. I missed it.
You did? You didn't
celebrate? I got to get up too early to come into the station because I'm here several hours before the show. So, you know.
Oh, really? Well, no, I thought your shift started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but I have a lot of other things to do, a lot of production work to do. So I'm in a little earlier than that. Gives me a chance to wake up, too, because I got to tell you,
you're not a morning person.
No, when I first roll in here in the morning, I am just going through the motions. So a couple hours before showtime is always a good thing for me.
Well, that's written to see because I'm not a morning person. I don't go early in the morning. I don't get anywhere early.
Yeah. What's the point?
Well,
I do my best sleep during the morning hours.
I do my best in the afternoon.
Now, that's, and I am going to wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
Yeah.
There is nothing like a late afternoon nap. It doesn't have to be long. You know, a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour tops. Man, that is so rejuvenating.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, that's like Sunday afternoons for me.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's not a lot of sleep happening Saturday night at my house, especially on New Year's Eve. And but that leads me to a choice that I made because I had a spectacular Christmas weekend, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then this all last week. Spirit was just lovely, and every single business thing I had scheduled, you know, I mean, counseling and behavior therapy stuff and everything I had scheduled all week canceled for one reason or another. And I didn't plan it, but I got to take the whole week off.
Nice.
And because you know why?
No.
Well, because I have a new family addition that we'll get to. So I have been truly, since Christmas Eve, I have been in heaven on earth. Just no question about it. I have just had just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Now, I did miss you all, but then I had a choice to make because Christmas Eve I had, well, I might as well start it. Christmas Eve I had a great Christmas Eve dinner with my brother and his family. And for me, I don't know about your family, Mike, but Christmas Eve was always the most special part of Christmas for me because that was our intimate family gathering. We always had Christmas Eve dinner, and then we griped about having to help mom wash the dishes and all that kind of stuff. But then after dinner, we opened our family Christmas presents. You know, family and friends, we opened Christmas Eve. And then, of course, my brother and I could never go to bed or never go to sleep, and we're up at the crack of dawn. That's one time a morning person is up early when you're a kid. And on Christmas Eve morning, and then Sunday, Santa Claus came. But Christmas Eve was always so special with me because I was always with my family. So we had Christmas Eve dinner with my brother and his family. And then I went off to the Ananda Temple on Bothell for the Christmas Eve, the annual Christmas Eve service they have every year. And it's a little later in the evening, it's at 9 o'clock, so you can do your Christmas Eve dinner, which is great. And it happens to be in Bothell, and my brother happens to live in Bothell, so it was real easy for me just whip down the hill.
Convenient.
Yeah, it was very convenient. And oh my gosh, Mike, I have to tell you, that Christmas Eve service at the Ananda Temple was, and I kid you not, it was the most exquisitely, profoundly beautiful and spiritual service I have ever attended in my whole entire life.
And that's saying something. That's nice.
Ooh, I mean, it was on the caliber and the level of energy as the Kriya initiation, you know, that I in November. The festival of light, it was all candlelight, and the temple was, you know, because it was dark. And the temple's like white on the bottom and cobalt blue on the dome top. And they had the white, wonderful Christmas lights all around, you know, the railing of the white part of the temple, and then blue ones around the base of the and so just arriving there is just catch your breath, beautiful. And then it was all candlelit inside, and it was just, there just are no words to describe. It was absolutely spectacular. And I loved it, loved it, loved it. And my brother and his family, bless their hearts, they did me a Christmas stocking that I got to take home with me Christmas Eve, you know, after dinner. And so that I had a Christmas stocking to open Christmas morning, which is at my age is really nice. And my brother started that tradition, you know, after my mom died and I was taking care of my dad. And even one Christmas, he dressed up as Santa Claus and came down and delivered my dad's and my stocking. I mean, I have a wonderful brother. And so that was when I had, of course, I had bought out the store. Well, Santa Claus had bought out the store for my cats. And so, like, I got to open something, and then they did. And their toys kept them busy, so I got to open my own stuff, which was very cool. That's unusual with ruddy Abyssinians around. And I just had a great Christmas morning. And then I got to go to temple because I didn't have to come here to do the show. And I have to say, I missed y'all. But I think...
How much? But how much? That's what we want to know. We know we were missed, but how much?
Well, enough that I actually considered dropping in on you guys before I went to Temple.
That would have been an interesting surprise.
I was talked out of it. Kim and Kevin do such a wonderful job and they had a plan for the show and all of that. And if I had surprised you and walked in, I'd have screwed that all up. And as much as it would have been fun to come in and surprise you and bring you ho 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 Santa Claus presents and stuff, I just might have messed up the detail. So I didn't. But anyway, I thought about y'all and I did get to hear good portions of the show. You know, I'm driving to the temple and so forth, and just thought y'all did a fabulous job, and a particularly good job of covering the, you know, emotional energy that can come up around the holidays and kind of being a sounding board for that. And there were nice, great people listening and calling in. And
yeah, we had great callers. You're right, the holiday season can be a trying time for folks. And it was we had some really good conversations.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of that, it is, this is the first Sunday of 2012. Woohoo! Yeah. I think it's going to be a spectacular year myself.
So do I. And I think there's a lot of shared optimism, although a lot of people thought 2011 was going to be a good year. I wasn't one of those people necessarily. But I have a really good feeling about 2012, even on a global sense, not so much personally, but maybe personally. But got a good vibe going.
Yeah, I do. There's so many things popping into my head that want to fall out of my mouth.
It's like freeform Sunday.
One at a time.
Just let them come.
Well, there. Just.
We're with you.
Anyway, I think I had a point in all of this. Yes, I did have a point. Is that? My point in all of this was that I had a spectacular Christmas weekend and the best Christmas of my whole entire life, because I got to do Christmas Eve service at the temple. I got to do Christmas Day service at the temple, and the Christmas Day service, which is an unusual occurrence at the temple because Christmas only falls on Sunday every 7 years. So it's not a regular. The Christmas Eve service is an annual service. And I'll tell you what, I cannot wait to go next year. So if you don't have any, you know, 9 o'clock Christmas Eve and Bothell's not too far, join me next year. Oh, if you really want to be a part of the spirit of the season, it just was spectacular. Anyway, so the Christmas Day service was nice as well. And then the day after, well, we'll come back to that. That was the homecoming of my latest edition. But I had the option last night, of course, being New Year's Eve. What I didn't realize until recently is that at the Ananda Temple, they also do a New Year's Eve service. And it's a New Year's Eve meditation from 10 p.m. to midnight, then with a little reception afterwards at the temple. Well, last week was so spectacular. I was thinking, well, I'd really like to go to that, too, because I bet that's really cool. But then I thought, you know, if I go all the way to Bothell, do a meditation from 10 p.m. to midnight, and then stay for a reception afterwards, there would probably be none, next to no sleep at all Saturday night, and I could not be at my best for the show today. And I realized, this is the whole point, that I did miss you guys, and that I do love you, and I love doing this show and helping people understand their animal friends and doing the work that I do is my passion, and that is my heart work, and it's really important to me. And you all are really important to me, and important enough that I didn't go, and so that I could be awake this morning and be here to do the show. And I figured it gives me something to look forward to next year, because next year New Year's Eve won't be on Saturday night.
True enough.
So I can go next year.
All right.
So I stayed home, and I have to tell you, I have to tell you, there were more fireworks in my neighborhood last night than there were on 4th of July.
Me too.
What's up with that? And it was the big boom.
Yeah,
stuff.
And they were
early.
Early,
and they were blasting my cats out of their beds.
My neighborhood too, and
really?
I live in Seattle.
Maybe it was 2012 or what, but I don't remember that.
Well, you know, 2012 does have a special meaning if you subscribe to the Mayan calendar and their theory of the end.
Yes.
If you do, you're probably not making plans beyond November, I think is how it
works. It's somewhere around the solstice of December.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't want to make plans beyond November.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
You guys want to know. I saw that. Did you see the cartoon? It was a little clip that the Mayans sitting around the calendar maker was etching the calendar on, you know, on the tablet of stone. And he it's like, oh, I ran out of space. and they all looked at each other and said,
good enough.
Sure would like to be a fly on the wall, you know, when the end of 2012 rolls around, joke will be on them, huh? But it's kind of like it is. And speaking of, okay, all right, it's coming in again. That's what I was going to say. I just brought.
Hold on here. We're reaching here.
Yes.
And now we're back.
I just brought in the Hot Off the Press's brand new first edition of the new year of New Spirit Journal. And the front page article is about the cycles of time, 2012, a year of energy. And it's about the cycle of the yugas. And this is a new book out about the yugas, which according to the theory of the yugas and an ancient tradition from India, says that humankind's development is cyclical rather than lineal. And you can read the article about this at www.newspiritjournal.com, and you can get the book The Yugas. It's and this article is an author with or an interview with co-author of Joseph Selby. And the book is called The Yugas. I picked it up at East West. No, I picked it up at the Temple in Bothell. You can get it at East West Bookstore in Seattle, but you can also get it online at www.crystalclarity.com. And I do believe it is the definitive description of what's really going on planet Earth and in terms of time and evolution and all of that. And the yugas are periods, my understanding, I'm just starting to read the book, are periods of time. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm always telling you about feel it with your heart, not with your mind, because your brain can convince you of anything, no matter what you're looking at, but your heart won't lie to you. You'll know when it's truth. And for me, this is truth. But the yugas are periods of time, and it's kind of cool when you look at that. There's an evolution of these periods of time that we go through, and we like start when we're really messed up and don't have a clue, and then we get all the way to the end where it's really, really great, and then we slide all the way back and start all over again. And that's just kind of my interpretation. But nothing's happening. The world is not like going away. Time is not stopping. Maybe we will interpret it differently, or who knows, or we'll have a different consciousness by the end of this year. That would be amazing. But, you know,
my personal theory is that the Earth cannot be destroyed. As a species, I think we can do a lot of damage and certainly have, but I think all animals are more at risk than the planet itself. It will rejuvenate as it always has through ice ages and getting hit by asteroids, but I think the planet will always be here. Now, whether we'll be here or not, that's up to us.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you really want to, you know, I mean, intellectually argue the point, I mean, a big enough asteroid, I suppose, could come along to blow up the whole Earth or something, but I just don't believe that's going to happen. But
I think the odds are great.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, this is a very interesting interpretation of time, and that human development being cyclical as opposed to linear. And to me, it just feels right on. So y'all might want to pick up that, but at least pick up New Spirit Journal, and that'll give you a feel. for what this is about, and then you might want to get the book.
Sounds like a plan.
Right. Yes.
And as you say, the new edition is just out.
Brand new Hoff, the presses. I brought it into the studio this morning.
We always have lots of copies rolling around the station here.
Yeah, and it's the most popular publication in the studio amongst the five radio stations here and out in the lobby and so forth. And you know, if you go into the jock bathroom, you know, that's where we all run when we have to go quickly. There's always a copy of the New Spirit Journal.
Among other things.
Yeah. But there's always a copy. There may not be anything else, but there's always a copy of New Spirit Journal in there. So anyway, quite interesting, though, because isn't it true, you know, you're saying you were the weather person, that they're saying that in a La Nina year, there's supposed to be a lot of snow.
Again, a La Nina year is cooler temperatures and more moisture than average.
So not necessarily snow?
No, that actually is a good indicator of snow. But again, here, it's such a, our elevation and our temperatures, you know, we can have snow in one area and nothing in the other area. But generally speaking, when it's cooler and when it's wetter, there's a much greater chance for snow.
Well, so we'll just have to see what happens, but maybe we'll actually have snow happen now in the new year. And that's what the other point is, that my dear friends, Robin Alexis and Bob Bordenero, you know, from Mystic Radio, Robin Alexis called me last night a little before midnight. Didn't quite make it to midnight because Robin was falling asleep. we got to call Martha now. And they called to wish me happy New Year. And Bob was chuckling, saying, you know, you have a bigger prediction of snow in your area than we do there, because they're in Mount Shasta now.
Big time
snow
down there.
And they're normally covered with a couple feet of snow by now. And they have nothing.
Yeah.
That no snow. They've had a dusting of snow here or there, but they have nothing on the ground. And Bob was chuckling, saying, he says, now that's going to be really funny if you guys end up with snow and we still have nothing down here. And I said, well, you might think
I don't think
funny.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Probably not, but you never know.
Mount Shasta gets a lot of snow. I've been, I used to travel occasionally down there on business in a previous life, or at least the previous career, and have had some just dreadful commutes from the Medford airport over the Siskiyous into Mount Shasta. I mean, it can really come down.
Well, and Robin and Bob were told horror stories about how they're usually covered in 7 feet of snow for months. And they were told, because they just moved down there in this fall, they were told that it starts in November, and by about April, you just can't stand it. But you got 7 feet of snow through that, you know, and they've made arrangements. They've hired somebody already to come and keep the snow away so they can get in and out of their house and all of that stuff. And so far, they haven't had to use them. Unusual year. So there you go. Oh, and I started to get this a moment ago, but I should tell you that it is the first Sunday of the month, and Kim and Kevin talked about it last week, but from the programming for Animal World for the coming year at this point, I've kind of changed things up, and the first Sunday of the month, by popular request, is now officially Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. That means that even though we're halfway through the first hour, we sure can talk, can't we? Must be why we do radio, you think?
Yeah, I think we're just holding it back, and then the show starts, and it's like, man, I got something to say.
I haven't even gotten to my list yet.
Yeah, we got lots of time.
Yeah. So anyway, we got 3 hours.
That's true.
As far as we know, since both my parents are on the other side, I could always count on my parents listening. We don't even know if anybody's listening.
Oh, I got a feeling there's a lot of people listening.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, they, you know, if they had a big whoop-de-doo for...
Yeah, it's part of the...
Because I stayed up and watched the Space Needle. Well, I watched the ball go down at 9 o'clock, because that was 12 o'clock in New York. So I watched the ball, and then I had to watch the Space Needle go off. And, of course, they messed up the detail again on TV. It's like, you know, can you guys get it right?
I'm never impressed with fireworks. I just think fireworks is a colossal waste of money.
Well, I used to get totally into them and totally excited, and I still think they can be spectacularly beautiful. But I now, in my heart of hearts, realize that probably when you see all of the spectacular firework displays in all the major cities all over the planet, that probably New Year's Eve is the most polluting day on the earth.
Imagine for a second if for all the fireworks New Year's Eve displays around the world, if you put a dollar amount on that money, and what if, rather than having the show, you donated it to the needy, to the hungry, to the impoverished, to the disadvantaged?
Yeah, not going to get an argument from me anymore. And that's really something for me to have evolved that much in this lifetime, because I, you know, I've always been a firework freak, and just the kid inside of me goes nuts to see fireworks. But not anymore. Same thing. Why don't we spend the money on something more important?
It's just like burning money. You get a couple seconds of instant gratification, and it's like, okay.
Okay, now that everybody's turned the channel.
No. I think a lot of people out there are in complete agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope so. But maybe we'll change that. Yes, and you're right. Mike's saying it's time. And we might as well before we do this, I'm gonna tell everybody that the point of today, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha, is that we will in fact have open phone lines for the whole show. They've been open all along. And the idea is that if you have a behavior or training issue with your animal friends, you know, your dog's barking at the neighbors or biting people or dragging you around the block or jumps or digs. You got a new puppy for Christmas and you need help with house training or manners or whatever. You've got cats that aren't using the cat box or biting you or whatever. I am here and I would love to chat with you. And of course, I'm free on the radio and I've been doing what I do professionally for well more than 45 years. So, I kind of know what I'm doing and, I would love to help you, and you can call us anytime, and I will interrupt what we're doing and to take your calls and answer your behavior training and healing questions or talk to you about anything you want to talk about related to animals. So let me give you the numbers before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Keep in mind that we do not have a call screener today, and we don't have one officially at all, and we are entertaining the idea of a volunteer.
Tell me more.
Call screener. Well, if you've ever wanted to be involved in Animal World or radio or behind the scenes, we have a volunteer position as the Animal World call screener is available. Or if you have a business or product or service that you do and would like to promote, we can trade you for advertising. It's not every Sunday because the third Sunday with Kim and Kevin, they have their own call screener. And that would be in the form of Kim's partner. And then there are some Sundays that we don't actually need one. So you wouldn't have to always be here, but you know, probably three or four Sundays of the month, we would love to have a call screener. If you're interested in that position, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on Contact Martha, email me there, or you can give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. So, that in mind, if you call today, Mike may not be able to answer the phone immediately. He'll put you on hold, and you'll know the phone's been picked up because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear. Just hang on, and we'll either bring you up live on the air, take our chances, or Mike will get into the other room to screen you. So
and
to
say
screen.
Hello.
Yeah. Say
absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just Happy New Year.
Just bear with me.
He'll say Happy New Year.
I could.
Animal World.
I probably shall.
Woohoo. Oh, boy. Okay, now let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back. I've got some follow-up. I've got animals in the news. I've got best good news about animals. And can't wait to tell you about Buzzy. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or you can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets. It's been a while since we've heard the birds chirping and all of that stuff.
I actually heard birds chirping outside yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what they were because I couldn't see them. But probably look like little finches or something?
Well, let's see. What I'm seeing at my place now are still some chickadees, varied thrushes. You'd see juncos would be around this time of year. They're the Oregon juncos that have the black heads or the brown heads. They look, they're kind of, I don't know, but I think there could be some finches around. But actually, what my cats were hunting from window to window yesterday was a little Douglas squirrel running around eating maple nuts and stuff, pine cones and things. And oh boy, were they having fun. Hey, Martha Norwalk.
We're having fun.
Yeah. And we are live in the studio. Happy New Year, everyone. And we are delighted to be here. We hope you're there, too. And it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday here on Animal World. And we're here every Sunday morning, 9 to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Phone lines are open for the entire show. Any, if you've got a behavior training or healing question, something about animals you want to talk to me about, you can call anytime and feel free to interrupt. Otherwise, Mike and I will just carry on. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 1-888-298-5569. Or you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And that brings me to, my big news is that the day after Christmas, I got to pick up Buzzy. And that would be my buzz around is home. He was 9 weeks old last Monday. I picked him up in the afternoon. And Mike's not oohing and gooing because he's, go ahead. He's got to go talk to somebody on the phone. So I would imagine we will interrupt the proceedings here shortly. But at any rate, I have to tell you, my little Buzzy is back. And, what a week it has been. Now, he, like I said, he turned 9 weeks old last Monday, and by the time I picked him up, both of his litter mates, the other two boys, had already gone to their new homes, which actually worked out well that he had a number of days being the only kitten, which kind of works out because when he moved in with me, he needs to be confined. He's in his little sturdy tent when I'm not there to supervise. So being here in the studio doing the show, Buzzy is in his tent while all the other cats are free in the house. And that's simply because he is so much smaller than the rest of the cats that I feel it is important for me to supervise. And he's also learning the ropes. And he gets to playing. And then all of a sudden he has to go. And sometimes he can't get off of the wherever he is. And he just cries and says, Mom! And then I grab him and take him to the cat box. So he is confined with his little box. And he will get out when I get home. But I got to tell you, Mike, my little Buzzy, he is one big pistol in a little package.
And I should also point out there are pictures on the website.
Well, there are pictures that I forgot to mention a week before last. You go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events and scroll down, and there are Buzzy pictures from when he was 7 weeks old. And I don't have new pictures because now I'm taking pictures and I use a disposable camera and you can't like hook those up to computers and I'm just not that technical. But eventually we'll have more Buzzy pictures. But I'll have to tell you, he is, and this is what I've been having to explain to my most sensitive Abby, one of the Ping and Pong. Pong is very sensitive, and explaining that Buzzy, even though he's a kitten and he's small, he's not a baby. So that Pong will always be my baby. And Buzzy, I told you when I met him at 4 weeks, I knew he was, even though he was smaller than his litter mates, he was much more coordinated and more advanced. And this is like, he's like a lion in an Abyssinian kitten suit. And he just came in and freaking took over. And
it was on a mission.
Yeah.
A kitty with a purpose.
Yeah. And, oh God, it's been hysterical all week because for the first day or so, the other cats, well, Sophie, Ping, and Pong came and met him right away, but then hissed at him and said, don't touch me. And G-Man, bless his heart, he's my 14-and-a-half-year-old Abyssinian, he came in and sniffed his butt and bathed him a little bit and then bathed his head and said, welcome to the family. And of all my cats, you know, G-Man is the king, and nobody messes with G except Buzzy. And Buzzy even plays G. He goes after his tail. He goes after his rear feet. And then he got brave and went after his front feet. And then Buzzy, you know, flattened him and then bathed him for a while and said, watch your P's and Q's. And he said, well, maybe. And he comes out, he pounces him. And for it took 4 days for the integration to take place because Ping and Pong would play with him. Excuse me. They would play with him, but when he got too close, he'd say, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. And they were just hysterical. I mean, they were really put off by this powerful little thing and this big thing in this little body. But now they all play together and are just doing fabulously well together. But I have to tell you, it was a totally different experience. And I'm going to cut this short because I want to take our caller. But integrating Ping and Pong with G-Man and Sophie, Ping and Pong were return souls that had been in their previous bodies with G-Man and Sophie.
Interesting.
And I don't know that you heard the whole story, Mike, but even Pong shared Sophie's body for a while before he came back. And that's a whole long story, but anyway. The transition was instant and immediate. They all knew each other. They got along from the beginning. And all of the patterns they've had before and who was friends before and who was closest and all shook out. Well, not G-Man, Sophie, Ping, or Pong. None of these cats knew Buzzy in his previous lifetime with me. Buzzy was my first Abyssinian. And Buzzy was gone by several years before Scooty came in. And then Jill P and G and Mohaka, okay, who are all back now, and it was completely different. So it really, when they souls don't know each other, it's a much different. I am learning so much from them, and I'm going to be able to share so much with you guys about what I'm learning about and the transition out of body into body, one lifetime to another. It's really phenomenal. But anyway, the transition is complete. And my Buzzy is back, and we are one happy family, and I have been in heaven on earth supervising these kids all week. And lest I go on for the next 3 hours, how about we take a phone call?
Let's do that.
That sound like a good plan? So let's go to Seattle and welcome Liz.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Liz. Hey, guess what?
What?
You are the first caller of 2012 on Animal World. So welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. I want to thank you for having Kim on last Sunday.
Oh, Kevin and Kim Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I had just found out that morning somebody I'd worked with for almost 17 years had died, and close working relationships. So I thought, well, I'll just call in, and first person to come in was him.
Oh, and you know what? I think I was driving to Temple about that because I think I heard that phone call.
Oh. Amazing.
Kim is awesome, isn't she?
She is, and then an uncle came through with a specific message for his wife, and she was really helpful that day.
Yeah, I'll tell you, up until last November, after 17 years of doing Animal World, I had never missed a show. But I and Kim had been, come to find out, was a fan of Animal World before I ever met her. And I met her when I moved Animal World here to KKNW, and I guested on the Kevin McDonald show back when I, 8 years ago or something. Uh-huh. He had a daily show, and Kim happened to be with him in the studio the day I did the show. And then when Kevin's show went away, I asked Kim if she would be a regular on Animal World because she was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's been a regular, and then, of course, when I decided to do the Kriya work with Yogananda, working with Yogananda and the Kriya Yoga initiation, I had to take a Sunday off. And I thought, well, what better person, to do the show than Kim Miller, because she's been doing it for so long, and she's so good at it. And then she suggested she bring Kevin along with her.
Oh, they were great. They're a great team.
Yeah, so and if you didn't hear, and for anyone else doesn't know, the third Sunday of every month will be Kim and Kevin Sunday, and they will be here, and that's so I can go to Temple. How cool is that?
Worked out really great.
Yeah, yeah.
Good timing.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, and I'm glad that they could be here for everyone on Christmas morning, and I don't know about you, but I find her to be probably the most detailed and accurate medium.
She is. She's not real specific or general. I mean, not real general. She can come through with messages that belong to that person.
There's just no question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great. Well, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Happy
Thanks
New
for
Year.
Calling. Anything I can, you got any animal friends you need help with?
Or no, just... they're all doing okay right now.
Well, wonderful. And thanks for listening. And remember that Kevin and Kim will be here the third Sunday of every month
now
on.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Liz. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Bye. Well, that's good. At least now we know that Liz is happy.
Yeah. It's always great to get phone calls like that because a lot of work, a lot of energy goes into putting on a show, and the ability to engage with listeners and to be helpful. Wow, that's a real feel good. What a great way to start the year off.
Yeah.
And Liz,
yeah.
Thanks so much for that call.
Our first caller of 2012, and she's a happy camper.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So phone lines are open, and if you just want to say thanks, if you have suggestions or something about animals you want to talk about, or if you actually need, I'm a behavior trainer and animal behavior therapist and trainer. I normally work with people privately in their homes and over the phone to help them understand their animals and help solve problems. And there you go, Mike, you're busy again. And he is headed to the phone, so let it ring, caller. He'll be right with you. And let me tell you that as long as he's in there, if you want to get in line, the phone numbers to reach us here today, they're the same every week, 425-373-5527. That's local, 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 888 888- 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can send email to us while we are on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you, some people by mistake go to the website MarthaNorwalk.com and click on Contact Martha and think that that email will get to me. Well, if you're sending to the Martha Light address, that goes to my home office computer. I don't get those emails till I get home. So you need to address your email program to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Oh, and there's one. It's kind of a current events thing, but I thought you might want to check this out before we go back to the phones. Pagan Olympia sent this to me yesterday, and I went online. It's from Groupon.com, Groupon.com, and they have a discount tickets for eagle watching tour on the Skagit River. It's supposed to be a 51% discount, and the 2.5-hour tour through Groupon is $32. So I just thought I'd let you know, Groupon.com.
Yeah, Groupon is a
great... Do you know anything about that?
Oh, absolutely. They're just exploding all over the digital space. What they do is they contract with different merchants, service providers, and they drive hard bargains so that they can push it back to you. But they have a variety of really good deals, specials. So if you're... it's very random. I mean, it could be... You know, a piece of electronics equipment one day. It could be a tour the next day, but they're always deeply discounted deals.
And are the coupons available like for only one day or?
Well, each deal is differently. And if people are really interested, you can sign up to Groupon. And there are other discounters as well. And you can get a daily dose of, you know, what today's special is. Usually they have one deal per day. And again, it runs the gamut. It's all over the place. But you can subscribe to it and see what see all the different things. I mean, they're really hot right now. And
yeah, you know. So I'm assuming, because when I went to the website last night, this coupon was still there along with several others. So I thought maybe it lasts for a few days.
Yeah, they usually have a window when you can take it.
Yeah.
An expiration date.
But
so
if you're wanting,
you got to read the details.
It says eagle watching tours make it possible to observe the national bird outside of its natural habitat, the back of a quarter. Look for bald eagles where they don't belong with today's Groupon. For $32, you get a 2.5-hour eagle watching boat tour. And so if you want to check that out and see if it's still available, go to www.groupon.com. So there you go. All right. As promised, your calls always take, well, most of the time take priority over what
Let's
else we're
fair.
Doing. And, well, that, if I've got a guess that we aren't taking calls for, that's what I was thinking. But on Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, your calls take priority. And even though I have not yet gotten to animals in the news and good news about animals, and I've got some really good stuff, but we don't have to go there unless there's nothing else to do. So how about we talk to Roberta? You think so? In Redmond, Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Happy New Year, Martha.
Happy New Year, Roberta. How are you? Are you having a Happy New Year so far?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you apparently got a dog named Boomer.
Yes, and I talked to Kim last weekend,
uh-huh.
And she suggests I call and pick your brain a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you, Kim.
He's a great puppy. He's a little over a year old.
Okay, and what kind of dog is he?
He's a mini Australian.
A mini Australian Shepherd?
Yep.
And a neutered male?
Yep.
Okay, what's going on with Boomer?
Well, we did a training class in the summer, which helped a lot. And so he's pretty well behaved. He's a really great dog. But I'm working on trying to get him to not jump on people because my boyfriend has grandkids. And I don't like him to jump on people unless they want him to, type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what, up until now, just tell me kind of what have you done to kind of try to extinguish the jumping behavior?
Well, I use the down command, and that usually works. But he's such a happy dog, and he wants to, when we come home, he wants to, you know, be close to us. And frankly, I mean, I like to have him, when I'm sitting down, have him, you know, put his paws on my lap so I can hug him and that type of thing. So it's kind of hard. I know it's got to be, you know, teach him how to not jump and maybe not have him hug so much. But, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to work out a balance.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent, excellent, excellent question, Roberta. And I can tell you right now, I'm looking at the clock. It isn't answerable in like 2-3 minutes that we have left in this hour.
Okay.
So I hope very much that you can stay with me.
Yep.
Because I'm going to get us started on everything you need to know about teaching a dog not to jump up.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break to stay on time at the top of the hour. And we'll turn the hour around, and then we'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Great. And finish up. Okay, now jumping up, normal behavior for dogs, because they want to get close to your face and your hands for attention. And Australian Shepherds have kind of springboards for legs.
Yes, I love that.
And lots of energy, and particularly young ones. Now, my rules for jumping up are, unless you're invited, jumping up is always wrong.
Okay.
Now, if that's your rule, then it covers all the bases.
Okay.
Because if you're not invited, you keep your feet on the floor.
Okay.
So then if there are times when you want your dog to jump up, you need to label those. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you can't just say, all right, I love my dog and I'm sitting on the couch, and when he runs over, he puts his paws up on you. You say, well, now's the time that it's okay, so I'll just hug him and it's great. Okay? He came over and put his paws up on you, and you had not invited him.
Okay.
Okay, so it's wrong.
Got it.
Okay. So we'll teach, in the process, I'm going to teach you the sequencing of how to teach the off command, because that's what I use. Remember, down, you cannot use the same word to mean different things.
Right, okay.
Down means lie down.
Okay.
Okay, off means keep your feet on the floor. So that's the first two rules. We will go ahead and close this hour out, start up the next hour. We're not running a tip this hour, so we're good. So stay right where you are, Roberta, and we will come right back to everything you need to know to teach your dog to stay off. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.